Hey, Mudflap, would you recommend it to a friend? Hey, Mudflap, did you stay till the very end? Is it a good movie or does it suck? Just tell us if it's worth our bucks. Hey, Mudflap, would you recommend it to a friend?
It's like a child has to learn.
Your name, Chappie.
Chappie.
Anything you want to do in your life, you can do.
Write poetry, have original ideas.
Wow.
People are always fearful of something they don't understand.
The problem with artificial intelligence is it's way too unpredictable.
You know what's a black sheep?
No.
It's like when you're different to everyone else.
You taught us so much more than I could ever have imagined.
We're gonna make you cool and tough.
Don't laugh, I'm being cool.
What? He's gonna be removed.
He's just a kid.
He could be the next step in evolution.
I am consciousness. I am alive. I am Chappie.
Today's movie is Chappie, starring Dev Patel, Hugh Jackman, Ninja, and Sigourney Weaver. Chappie is directed by Neil Blomkamp, who also directed District 9, a favorite of mine, and Elysium with Matt Damon. Now, Elysium wasn't the greatest in the world, but I didn't hate it. And District 9 is one of my favorite sci-fi movies ever, so I was really looking forward to Chappie. Walking out of the theater, I said to the girlfriend, "Did you like it?" She said, "No, it was too sad." What? A robot movie that made you feel sad? Well, then it worked. Now here's the summary of the movie. In the near future, crime is patrolled by an oppressive mechanical police force. But now, the people are fighting back. When one police droid, Chappie, is stolen and given new programming, he becomes the first robot with the ability to think and feel for himself. As powerful, destructive forces start to see Chappie as a danger to mankind and order, they will stop at nothing to maintain the status quo and ensure that Chappie is the last of his kind. Dev Patel plays the creator of Chappie. Sigourney Weaver's company doesn't want that to happen. She likes the company just the way it is. But of course, Dev must create Chappie. He must know what true AI is. And at the same time, Hugh Jackman's character has created a bigger, badder robot, which should replace the other robots, the Chappie-style robots. So when he gets the chance to take down Chappie, oh, he goes for it. Chappie gets stolen by a gang. A guy and his girlfriend who are going to raise Chappie to be the ultimate gangbanger, the ultimate criminal. So we get to see the analogy of Chappie growing up in a really bad neighborhood. The bad guys, played by real-life South African rappers Yolandi and Ninja, they do a pretty good job. Ninja wants Chappie to be a badass, while Yolandi decides her mothering instincts should take over and she starts to treat Chappie as if it were her own child. Now, the critics have been really mixed on this one. I don't know what people expected, but I thought it was done really well. I really liked the concept of the learning AI in a really bad environment. I connected to Chappie, and even more oddly, I felt really bad for the bad guys at the end. It's a smart sci-fi. It was touching, pointed, and gripping. It was a little in-your-face with the, quote, God created a fallible creature point, but so was District 9 with slavery and apartheid. What I'll remember from it is that the education of AI, artificial intelligence, is important, and that we should take care to involve it in a loving environment. We tend to think of AI as a fully evolved human or adult, but I really like the concept of its, you know, of it initially being an empty shell that needs input. Because I've always said that about real babies, that babies are just like, they're born an empty computer, and the parents are the programmers. And that's what I saw in this movie. It became a lesson in bad parenting. An analogy of kid growing up in the ghetto or a trailer park to criminal meth head parents. That's exactly what goes on here. When Chappie is stolen by the gangsters and brought up to be a criminal, you see it go from the baby Chappie to the teenage Chappie to, oh, what's up, Chappie? And that's what I enjoyed in this movie. This movie is like a roller coaster ride. It's funny, it's sad, and it's all at the same time. It's a bit chaotic, but I found it amazing how a robot could awaken emotions inside of me, which 99% of other giant Hollywood movies can't even come close to doing. I felt for this thing, felt its pain, felt its confusion. Hell, I almost cried when he pet the stray dog. The movie paints Johannesburg in the near future as a horrible place, and I bet this movie doesn't help their tourism. Police robots are an interesting take once in a while. The development between individual characters was weak. However, Chappie carried the movie on its back. The way it learned, evolved, was manipulated, and found purpose in a hostile world was well put together. It maybe got too much of a happy ending in the end, and definitely had some flaws. But as far as robot movies go, Chappie is a better Transformer movie. Those really had no soul at all. They are visually entertaining action movies, and this is a visually entertaining and emotional action movie. I don't know why Sigourney Weaver is in this movie. Maybe there to help its sci-fi cred, but she's nothing special here. Any actors could have played this part. I like Hugh Jackman's slow descent into madness. He started out as just like a regular angry dude and then became a real villain as he saw his dreams slipping away. So when he got the needed chance to show off his robot's ability and capability, he goes too far. But to me, Hugh Jackman's subplot was my least favorite part of this whole movie. And again, any good actor could have played his part too. Are the real rappers Yolandi and Ninja movie stars? No. Was this the best movie I've ever seen? No. Does it remind you of Short Circuit? Yeah, kinda. Is it a movie I would recommend to a friend? Yes, definitely. I really liked this movie. There was laughs, tears, and explosions. I'm not sure what people were expecting, but the hate it got is mind-boggling. Maybe some people should just stick to watching Marvel cartoon movies instead. Thankfully, there's about 69 of those coming out in theaters this spring. Go see Chappie. It's rated R for really entertaining.